This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're just terrible.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you by my side on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I do appreciate the time you spend on the air, texting, tweeting, listening to the, I realize there's a whole bunch of other shows you can listen to. I'm not going to be gooey on you, but I do appreciate those of you hanging in. You listen on a regular basis. Those of you who can't listen, you send me emails, and then you pick up the podcast later on. That's great, too. I always get a kick out of that as well. And I do appreciate the time that you engage and get involved in the show. And, again, always a pleasure. Man, I'll tell you what. Coming up after the first break here. I love this guy. You know, I used to have him on the show all the time, and he got busy with a new project he's got going on, and it's a great project. Don't get me wrong. They actually take, and I'll want to tell you more about it, but they take young people and they teach them how to legislate. They actually take them to get elected. They argue the fact they introduce bills and that kind of stuff. You did. You know why you lost the show? Because I'm an idiot. You got to, I guess at some point in time, you got to press the broadcast button. That works so much better. You know what? I've been doing this for 8 years. I'll get it eventually. I promise you guys I will. Anyway, at my age, I got to be careful. I forgot where I was. What was I talking about, Zell? I know you heard that. Oh, if you didn't have the show, you can't tell me what I'm talking about. This is great. So anyway, Rick Green. He takes young people out, and what he does is he sets up programs at the different, legislatures during the summertime when they're off. He's done it in Texas. He does it in Florida now. I think they're called Patriot Academies, where they teach young people how to write a bill, how to argue a bill, how to vote on it, you know, get it through legislature, the whole nine yards. He's trying to get them all, you know, all hot on getting involved and getting engaged. And he's being successful at it. So by allowing them to participate, to teach them how this goes down, how the process works, is really helping him tremendously, which I really appreciate. I appreciate guys like that. I appreciate guys that are willing to take the time to make it happen. I mean, and again, I'm not pointing my finger at you guys, but, you know, how many of us are doing that with our local kids? How many of us are getting involved and engaged in making sure our kids, I don't know, have options available to them, you know, like this. And I think all of us, I won't say have the right, but definitely have the responsibility to make sure that our kids do understand. They do know and they do understand what's going on and how to make this stuff work and how they can actually, because a lot of young people, frankly, a lot of old people feel like they just don't matter anymore. That our little government guys are going to do what they want to do no matter what. All right, let's see if can I pull this off? Probably. Maybe not so much for Joe, but I can try hard. So we've talked about this before. So I don't want to hear about, you know, Joe, you're making it up. All right? But there's now another push out there where they're trying to make pedophilia a disorder and not a crime. Yeah, again, this is a Rutgers law professor who says that pedophilia is not a crime. Now, Margo Kaplan is not very popular today. In the Monday edition of the New York Times, the Rutgers Camden law professor at NYU and Harvard graduate takes to the op-ed pages to argue that we've all got it wrong when it comes to pedophilia. She writes that pedophiles don't necessarily turn out to be child molesters. So if I'm playing with your little 9-year-old boy, Margo, you're good with that, right? I mean, because at 9, he can give consent, can't he? Or your little daughter at 11, you're good with that too? Make you feel, I mean, that'd be okay? And she said she'd like to try it, and heck, whatever. We are in such a world of hurt. She goes on to say that being a pedophile is not a choice. See, this is the generation of no responsibility. This is the generation of where you boneheads promote this whole thing where, well, it's not my fault. The government did. It's not my fault. Mary got in my way. It's not my fault. Johnny left out his Game Boy and I stole it. This is getting out of hand. This whole group of whiny little sniveling slobs that we've raised, they're all screaming about how it's not their fault. It's in the genes. It's a disease. Everything's a disease now. Everything. Because if it's a disease, it ain't your fault. Line of bull is what it is. Just nuts. Pedophiles don't turn out to be child molesters. Aren't they molesting a child in and of itself when you're having sex with a 9, 10, or 11-year-old? No throwing up on the keyboard. It's just amazing. What does she say? She writes that, okay. She says that after the news people reached her in her office, she said the op-ed page, yeah, but I have to be honest, she said, I'm getting more emails of support than I ever expected. I'm shocked. I expected to get maybe 95% negative emails, but I've gotten so many positive ones. Yes, by a whole bunch of lunatics that can't wait for it to be designated a disease, A, so they can be let out of jail, hello, and B, so they can start, what's that term that everybody so lovingly used? Diddling around with young kids. This is insanity, people. This is right down the road of the story we did earlier where breastfeeding by a female is not natural or normal. Oh, God. And you wonder why, you know, I should have high blood pressure. Thank you, God, that I don't. Anyway, we come back. Rick Green joins us. Is the Constitution still alive and well? Does it still matter? We'll bring on the expert. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid. rapid absorption. Then Protovite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Throw you a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You're listening to The Rail Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, you can head over to the website, therealside.com. We've got a live chat room. There are smarter people than I in that chat room. I'm telling you, I wouldn't lie to you, right? If you see their conversation, you'll see what I'm talking about. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know what? I don't want to wait. I want to bring him right on now. I usually set things up, but I'm not going to set up anything. Rick Green joins me. He's an author, speaker, also with David Barton at Wall Builders. He's the founder of Patriot Academy. Rick, I haven't had you on in a long time. I love when you're around.
Joe, been long, way too long, my brother. I miss you, man. Hope things are going well.
I was so excited, and I know this is probably isn't the right thing to bring up, but I want when you were running for Supreme Court in Texas, okay, I can't go.
Yeah.
I may know a Supreme Court justice here soon, you know? I've got an in Texas.
You could be, you could be like my other friends and say my almost Supreme Court.
Well, we'll get them next time. I'm telling you. Anyway, Patriot Academy. Before we get into our conversation, I want you to tell people about Patriot Academy and how they can help you, because I was just telling people how great it was a few minutes ago.
Absolutely, bro. In fact, I just got finished with our first academy in Florida. As you know, we started in Texas 15 years ago. It was kind of the flagship, and I actually started it while I was in the legislature, frustrated that my fellow state reps and senators would, you know, claim to be a conservative, run around campaigning as conservatives, and get in office and do the exact opposite. I finally decided, look, I got to work on the next generation. We got to raise up a remnant that gets it, that's well-grounded, that not only has the right values, but they know how to win. So we designed this program to both teach the right values, the founding fathers' philosophy and constitutional governance, but also teach them the skills they need to be good public speakers, to learn how to campaign, to learn how to work the process well, and be able to actually pass the legislation, not just pound the bully pulpit. And the results have been outstanding. We've got graduates now that are running presidential PACs, that are serving in state legislatures across the country,
wow,
that are chiefs of staff and legislative aides and actual state reps and all that. You know, you name it, man. They're making movies and television shows. They're pastors. They're business leaders. So it's been exciting. But we started about, 4 years ago, branching out and doing some regional academies across the country. So now we do one in the Northwest, up in Idaho, and the Southwest, and Arizona. We started Delaware a few years ago in the Northeast, believe it or not. And this week, first one in Florida, and had a great time at their capital this week. And I'll tell you, Joe, you need to come just so it'll encourage you, man, so you can see some hope. Because I know you do what you do, and I mean, we're in the same boat. And it's easy to get down when you see how crazy these current public servants are. You need to see what's coming with these kids, because it'll be hanging on, man.
Man, I hope you're right. I went to an event this weekend. There were a whole bunch of young people there. I was very encouraged. I was very upbeat until I found out about 90% of them were Dems. And they weren't just Dems. They were, the way they were talking, they definitely were Bernie socialist Dems. And go, my God, kids don't understand what socialism is all about. You just don't get it. It was quite scary for me, anyhow.
Well, you and me both, man, watching these rallies and, you know, stadiums being filled with people screaming for socialism, and so many of them so young. But, you know, Joe, I mean, let's be fair. They've been lied to their whole lives. They've been brought up in a school system that frankly celebrates socialism and demeans,
yep,
any form of free market capitalism and lies to them about the 80s and the tax cuts and everything else. I mean, you know this. You talk about it as well. And so these kids are a product of their culture and what they've been told. Their media and their entertainment, you know, basically tears down anybody that's successful in business and makes them look like cheats and frauds. And so, you know, our job is to bring the truth. And if we get the truth in front of these kids, they're smart, they're rational, and they begin to understand it. And frankly, part of what we do at Patriot Academy, we look at it as kind of going after the tip of the spear, the Navy SEALs of thought, if you will, kind of the leaders
for
the next generation. If we can get them, then they can win over their next generation over the next couple of decades. We really train the cream of the crop and go after the best of the best and do our best to prepare them to then win over the culture.
Yeah, I like that. You know, last time we really had a conversation, we talked a lot before Obama got elected the second time, and I remember you saying that, you know, he couldn't get elected. You know, look what was going on, and I kept saying, no, people are too dull. They're not getting it. They don't understand. And then when you come on after he won, one of the things you said to me is, I didn't really understand how little information people had, how little people were paying attention. Rick, I don't think it's changed. I don't think it's changed from the day he was elected. You know, look at 2014, the Republicans took it, but the Republicans aren't paying attention to the people either. So I what is it going to change? We could change out 80% of the Congress right now, but I don't see us doing it because we're too distracted. What do you think?
I don't disagree with you there, man. I really don't. I think, I felt like I'd been sucker punched in 2012, like
mm-hmm.
we talked about then. You know, in a way, we both kind of could see it coming because we knew most people didn't know what he was, and if you weren't watching Fox News, you didn't know he was a socialist. And in 2012, everybody knew exactly what he was. They had 4 years of him, and yet they reelected him, and I was in shock. I mean, I really, really.
I know. It was a gut punch.
It was.
Yeah.
It was, totally. And I think you're right. I think we're still there. And that's why I think it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Oh.
And I don't say that to depress your listeners.
Thank you.
We got to be realistic. We can't stop the bleeding if we don't assess the patient, right? We got to
find
the bullet hole.
Well, speaking of what can stop the bleeding, look, the Constitution, you've always held it in high esteem, and so have I. I'm not so sure that the current, I won't say the current generation or the current group, but America as a whole doesn't see the Constitution anymore as something relevant for today. I mean, there are a bunch of us that do, but you have to admit that the bigger majority doesn't see the Constitution as something we absolutely, positively have to adhere to. Doesn't that scare you? I mean, look what the Supreme Court, the rulings they come down with. I mean, it scares me.
It does, and it's, again, part of that being lied to. You know, they have grown up in and now been subject to really 50 years, our culture has, of the court making law for 300 million people. And I think, you know, they kind of believe, because everybody still, when you just say, do you respect the Constitution and do you think public servants should, you know, the polling shows absolutely they do. The problem is that they've actually believed the lie when these justices and congressmen say, well, we're following the Constitution, and the Constitution says we can do X, Y, and Z. And since the people that are hearing that don't know what the Constitution says and don't realize it doesn't say X, Y, and Z, we're buying the lie. So right now, as you and I have talked about, we don't live under the Constitution. We live under the Constitution. We live under this court-created concoction that these unelected, I mean, I'm thinking about this decision from the weekend, and I'm going, once again, we have these five unelected lawyers that will never, ever be held accountable. I mean, let's think about that. We put people in power that will never have to answer for what they're doing, ever. And we're going to let them make law for us? We're going to let them decide what the safety standards ought to be when a woman goes in for an abortion in the state of Texas, instead of letting Texas legislators and health officials decide what those safety standards ought to be? I mean, I don't care if you're liberal or conservative. You ought to be worried about the fact that unelected, unaccountable, never will have to answer for what they're doing. People are making the laws for you. That is tyrannical government. I don't care if it's in Rhodes.
We got to go for a quick break because we believe in capitalism around here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Rick Green joins me from, he's the founder of Patriot Academy with Wall Builders. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Rick Green joins me. He's an author, a speaker. He's also worked with David Barton over at Wall Builders and the founder of Patriot Academy. And we're going to put up information on Patriot Academy later on. You got to go over it. You got to visit. And you got to support it. These, you know, you guys scream about our young people. I'm going to get me wound up. You guys scream about our young people all the time, about what they're doing and about how they don't get engaged. And about, let me tell you what, if they get engaged with Patriot Academy, if he can reach out to them, if he has the resources he needs to reach out to them, guess what? We can turn on some young people, and just maybe we can make a change. Maybe, you know, if there are anybody's hands that can make a difference, Rick Green can make a difference. Rick, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate your time with me.
Hey, man, glad to be with you and appreciate what you're saying, because you're exactly right. I mean, everybody loves to complain about how bad things are and, you know, what's happening in Washington. But one of the best things you can do is invest in the next generation, because as I said in our first segment together, it's going to get worse before it gets better, and we have to raise up a generation that knows how to pick up the pieces of rubble and rebuild. I mean, we need a generation of Reagans that can do what Reagan did after the horrible policies of Carter and, frankly, of Ford and Nixon as well. How he was able to pick up those pieces and rebuild because he understood the principles. That's the thing. The principles don't change. And the principles work. When you put founding principles back in place, when you put those timeless principles of liberty in place, they work every single time they're tried. And that's what we got to restore it with. And you can't do that if you don't raise up leaders that understand them, that know how they work, and that will fight for them and die for them, whatever it takes. They've got the backbone. Make a freight train, take a dirt road. That's the kind of leaders we need. That's the kind of leaders we're raising up to take her together.
God bless you. I think that's wonderful. You were starting your rant on how we have more than five, but we have five unelected lawyers sitting on that board up on the Supreme Court, making decisions for states and what have you. And how they recently reversed the Texas law about, you know, the doctors having to have relationships with local hospitals and that kind of thing. And they said it was just a way for you guys to stop abortion, which may or may not be true. But you know what? There's a safety factor in it that they totally ignored. But you hit it. Five unelected people that in essence are making laws. But you and I talked about this years ago where I said, it's amazing to me that these guys can read the Constitution, all nine of them, and we get a 5-4 split. Okay? I can see 7-2. I can even see, you know, 8-1 because somebody just doesn't quite get it. But when we keep getting a 5-4 split, it's no longer the Constitution being interpreted. It's political games, is it not?
No question about it. And it's part of the problem. I mean, you watch these decisions, and they pontificate about what some judge said a year ago, about what some other judge said 5 years ago, about what some other judge said. That's not the way law is supposed to be made. We've totally turned this thing on its head. The Constitution, the whole idea of being a constitutional republic and not a democracy, and not even, frankly, just a pure republic, a constitutional republic is exactly the right. That's what the founders designed it that way, because it gives us something concrete that doesn't change unless a vast majority of the country wants it to change. Now, did the Constitution need to change? Yeah, it changed. We got 27 amendments for good reason. There are times to do that. But when five unelected lawyers are changing it on a daily basis, it's exactly what Jefferson said it would be. It's wax in their hands, and we no longer even know what our laws are. We have to wait for them to decide. That is not how this design should have worked. And that's kind of the way we need to talk to people about it is, look, whether you're a fan of the Constitution as it was written or not, surely you're not a fan of five unelected people running your life and never having to account for it. And that's what we're dealing with now. So we need to get the power back into the legislative branch at the federal level and back to the states in terms of the vertical separation powers and actually limit what the federal government can do in the first place. If we would limit them and we would limit the court, and let the states decide, you know, if you folks in California want to do crazy stuff, fine. If we folks in Texas want to do what you think is crazy, fine. Let's let the states once again be those laboratories of liberty and let them make decisions on their own and then let people vote with their feet. That's how the founders designed it. And I think that's the only thing we're going to get the vast majority of the country to agree upon is that, hey, we just don't need this handful of people in D.C. running a country this big. We need to get the power back to the states and only have the feds doing what they were originally designed to do. Basically, national defense and deliver the mail, and they don't even have to deliver the mail anymore because we got FedEx and UPS to handle it better than them.
Well, you know, that's the other thing, too. I've had these arguments with people, and the Dems are on this, and they've been for years, but they're really pushing hard to, and basically saying, look, this, it was never meant for the states to have their own rights. The feds were supposed to lay down the line. I'm going, no. That's backwards. What history class did you go to? The states were always supposed to be able to govern themselves. Right? Wasn't that what they wanted?
No doubt about it. And obviously, some basic rights that every American would have in terms of due process and life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. And all, no question, we want those to be across the board in every state. But then each state has to decide how to apply that, how far that goes, whether, all these questions that the feds are deciding, like marriage and what kind of health and safety standards we're going to have at abortion clinics and how your school's going to work and what kind of education. I mean, none of that stuff should ever have been decided at the federal level. Those should all be handled at the state level. For the feds to say that we're going to let cities take away property from people because of a developer will produce more tax dollars for them. I mean, get the feds out of your backyard, out of your community, and let your state set that policy. And you'll get, most of it will be uniform across the country. Some states will try something out a little bit different, see how the people respond. I mean, that I would think people would be open to that, whether they're liberal or conservative, just from a sense of freedom and liberty and letting people decide on their own. I mean, that's what everybody keeps saying. Hey, let me be who I am and let me, let people do what they want. Well, exactly. Get the feds out of it and let each state decide. But then some communities are going to say there's some things we don't want in our community. And frankly, I mean, even the whole pot debate is going to turn into this state-by-state kind of deal. Don't force it on me like you're forcing gay marriage and some of these other things on my state. Let my state decide how they want to live and let your state decide how they want.
Isn't it interesting, though, how, marijuana is federally illegal, right? It's a federal law that makes it illegal to use it, to sell it, whatever. And they're totally ignoring it. They're not doing anything to enforce that law, are they?
No, and that's what happens when you let the president decide which law he wants to enforce. He's supposed to be the one that the whole idea behind executing the law and actually applying the law and making the agencies enforce the law. That's the job of the president. Now, I will say, the president does have some leeway in terms of how things are enforced. But you know, when you completely ignore what the feds have you know, the Congress has said is the law of the land, and the courts have held that it is constitutional, and you've basically got three out of three branches saying, yes, we got to do this, and all of a sudden the president comes along and says, oh, by the way, I'm going to write my own immigration law. I'm not going to enforce the immigration law that you guys passed and that is the law of the land passed by the elected representatives of the government. I'm going to do it on my own. Or I don't like your welfare to work law that you passed and that even a Democrat president signed into law. I'm going to rewrite it myself because I got a phone and a pen. And you talk about tyranny and a government out of control and nobody touched it. Well, I shouldn't say that. The court has touched that a couple.
Oh, yeah, but it doesn't stop him. Rick, I wrote a whole piece around that, how he really feels himself so far above the law that even when the Supreme Court tells him, you can't do this, he goes out and he does it again. And my joke has always been, how can you, who's going to put handcuffs on this man? Seriously.
Yeah.
Right?
No, you're exactly right. Because part of it is, while you do have some members of the court, in fact, a couple of times it's been 8-0 decisions slapping him down, but Congress is the one that has to step up and say, we're defunding the money in this department that you're using to violate the laws that we wrote. We're defunding this, or frankly, impeachment. I mean, I know people say, oh, that's, you know, you're going to. Impeachment is a recall election. That's all it is. We ought to be doing that with judges, recalling judges that get outside of their power. Just like, I mean, people want, why would you recall a governor or a state rep or whoever? You got a recall election. Why do you do it? You do it because they're abusing their power or they're ignoring what they were supposed to do. You ought to be doing that with judges, and frankly, sometimes you got to do it with a president, especially when he decided that he can make law.
You know, the other thing that we've talked about, I hear people talk about delegates and how many delegates they want and this, that, and the other thing. I go, look, guys, the reason this delegate thing is so screwed up is we've screwed it up. It was never meant to be winner-take-all. It kind of wipes out that whole reason why we had the Electoral College. It was to make it even. When you start doing winner takes all, you wipe that out. Am I correct on this?
And you're talking about in terms of individual states?
Yeah. I mean, the whole idea of using an Electoral College so that it would give everybody an equal vote, right? But when you have a state that makes it winner take all, you kind of nullify that. Do you not, or am I wrong?
No, I think it's fine. I mean, I think you can have a mix. I'm okay. Like right now, and you're talking about in a primary, but in the November with the Electoral College itself, almost all states are winner take all. You got Maine and Nebraska that do allow a breakup of congressional districts. And we've got some conservative friends that are actually pushing for more states to do that.
Let's hit that on the other side of the break. We got a real quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Rick Green joins me. Don't go far. We're going to talk a lot. Does the Constitution still matter? We'll be right back.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's lots going on there. You can check out stations, times, all kinds of fun stuff. Pick up the classic podcast. But you know what? You all know that. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you already know that. I'm going to get right back to my guest. Rick Green joins me today. It's been a while since he's been on, but I'm going to kind of drag him on more often. He's an author and a speaker. He's also a member of the Wall Builders team with David Barton and the founder of Patriot Academy. Rick, thanks for being with me today.
Always good to be with you. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, no. I learned in the 45 minutes to an hour that you're on the show, I learned more about history and the Constitution than I learned in my 32 years of school. I was there a long time. They wouldn't let me. They didn't want me to go, apparently. Always a pleasure, though. And again, this stuff is just nuts. I want you to finish up on the Electoral College real quick and the original intent of that and how that really works to make sure everybody has a fair voice.
Well, I mean, the key was that states would have a voice, that we would have a voice as individuals, but then that was within our state, and then our state would then vote as a whole. That way requires each president to actually campaign across the country, so they can't just stick to the big cities. If you didn't have it like that, then they would only campaign in the big cities, because that's where the the mass of the popular vote.
Right.
So it sort of forced that, the founders, there was basically a committee of 11 guys at the Constitutional Convention that really debated that and said, let's design this thing to where they have to both get a popular vote and get the states. And they even said they knew that there would be times when the president would win with the Electoral College and not win the popular vote, but they called it having a substantial number of the votes. So it didn't have to be a majority as long as they were up there in the top two or three, which is why they let the House decide if nobody gets a majority of the Electoral College, let alone the popular vote. If somebody gets a majority of the Electoral College, it's thrown to the House, but it has to be those top three vote getters in the Electoral College. So I think it's been a pretty good design. I'm not against allowing states to kind of break it up because the Constitution's not against it. It allows each state to decide how they want to do it. And they could do it where if you win a congressional district, you get that one vote in the Electoral College. If you win the state as a whole, you get those two senatorial votes in the Electoral College. And typically that'll, honestly, I'd rather the liberal states do that so we can pick up some of the conservative congressional districts. I don't want my conservative states to do it because then we'll give us, like in Texas, we'd give us Houston and Dallas. Those are pretty good Democrats. So
yeah.
I like it being winner take all in my state.
Okay.
But I wish, you know what I'm saying. Anyway, the Constitution is totally up to the states, what each state gets to decide.
Wow, amazing. So the Constitution and gives the states autonomy and power to do their own thing. I just can't even imagine.
I'm not so sure the Supreme Court likes that.
Let's talk about Article 5, right? One of the people in the chat room wanted to know about the convention of the states, on a constitutional amendment.
We were talking off air about even original intent and justices that will actually go back and say not just what does the Constitution say, but what did the people that voted for that, either at the Constitutional Convention or the ratification conventions in the states, or if it was an amendment, how Congress voted and what they said, or how the states when they ratified it. Going back and getting inside the minds of the people that wrote it so you know what they meant by it is so important. And Justice Thomas does that and a great job of that. Not many others will do that. But it also applies to even this idea of Article 5. So I went back, because I used to be against any kind of a convention of states or Article 5 convention because I was worried about what would come out of that convention what might actually end up happening. And then I went back, and when I started really studying what the founders said about it, and even what George Mason said at the Constitutional Convention, he got up at the end of the convention when they were framing that last part, and he said, look, Congress has never, once it gets outside of its bounds, once the federal government grows and becomes beyond the jurisdictional lines that we the people are putting on it right now, they will never move themselves back inside those lines. Once they get outside of their power and start abusing it, they're going to continue. That's the nature of man, right? I mean, when have you ever heard of somebody giving up power?
Never.
Washington was the last guy to do that. And so he said, we've got to have a way to push them back inside those lines. We the people and the states have to be able to redraw those jurisdictional lines and enforce them. So that's why he put the second option in Article 5. So the first option is Congress votes on an amendment and says we need to make this change in the Constitution. And then he goes back to the states, and if they agree, then three-fourths of them say yes, then he goes into the Constitution. Same thing can happen if the states get together. And all it is state legislators are the people that they want to send getting together and saying, look, we need an amendment that says whatever. We want to put the Commerce Clause back the way it was intended. We want to be able to override the Supreme Court's decision. There's a lot of good amendments out there that I support. But they come together and they say we want to do that. But that doesn't put it in the Constitution. That just means that it can go in the Constitution now, and 38 states have to say yes, which means we only need 13 states to say no. And that safety valve is what actually moved me to the other side on this debate. And part of it is just watching. We've got an ongoing constitutional convention in Washington, D.C. at the Supreme Court building. It never changes. They're changing it on a daily basis, So all the things we're afraid of happening, if a convention of states got out of hand, everything we're afraid of happening, it already happened.
I know.
This would give us a weapon to stop them with.
It scares me, and watching what's been done and the games that have been played in elections, and that kind of stuff. After spending 25 years in computers, I do not want computer voting. That's kind of where my head's at. But anyway.
Oh, I agree with that too.
Yeah. It's too easy. It's way too easy to change some of that stuff. So somebody wants to know what the difference is between constitutional convention versus a constitution of states.
Well, convention of states is actually the terminology out of our current constitution. So it's actually a convention of the states coming together to propose amendments, not to come up with a totally new constitution. Now, they could try that, but they got to send it back to the states to be approved, and there's no way it'd be approved. So a convention of states is just a meeting of the states where they come together and say, we want to propose the following amendment. And they hash it out, and that amendment, if it's got to be a majority of the states. So, and actually, let me back up. The way this works is each state decides how many people they want to send to this convention. But all those people together only get one vote. So even if California and Texas both decide we're going to send 15 people, we each only get one vote. So those 15 got to decide how that vote's going to be cast. So if 26 states say yes to an amendment, then it goes back to the individual states, and then the state legislative body in that state will either say yes or say no. And part of what I like about that is if you had a bad amendment come out of that convention, let's say they wanted to get rid of the Second Amendment or some due process, they take away one of our dear due process amendments in the Constitution. If they did that, then Texas would say no. But even if the Senate in Texas said yes, if the House says no, it's dead from Texas. So that's one state down. So you really only need 13 chambers, actually, out of 13 states to say no, and you still have bad amendments. So it's got to be something really, really good, something that is agreeable by all these state legislators. And I keep saying, Joe, that, you know, liberals and conservatives actually can come together on a lot of these things. This is one of those things they'll come together on because of the self-interest of these legislators. State legislators want the power in the states, not at the federal level. So even though they may not be conservative constitutionalists like you and I are, they, out of their own self-interest, they want the power in their state to be able to make their own decisions. So they're going to support some of these general amendments that guys like Mike Ferris and Mark Levin and Mark Meckler and myself and others are pushing. They're going to support this idea of just reining in the federal government and letting the states decide. And even giving states the power to override Supreme Court decisions. I mean, I think it's two-thirds of the states say that a Supreme Court decision is out of line. They ought to have the power to override it.
That's a great, I think that's great. Yeah, I'm with you. All right, so here's the uncomfortable question. We've got about 2.5 minutes left, right? So
yeah,
I've not been an endorser here, but I've been screaming for a long time is the Republicans keep screaming about the will of the people. The will of the people need to be followed. The will of the people needs to be carried out. So Trump, for all intents and purposes, he is the will of the people, if you would. And it seems like we're doing everything we can to squelch the will of the people because it's not what the old guard wants. I mean, where are you at with this process and Trump being at the top for the moment?
Yeah, I would say first off that the fact that Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are the nominees of the major parties is an indication of how ill our country is. I mean, it really is. It tells you how bad it is. But that's where we are, and that's our two choices. And I'm like you. I mean, at this point, hey, that's who the Republicans chose. If I have to choose between these two, there was a time when I said, I always say you got to vote for the lesser of two evils. I just feel like in this case I'm having trouble telling which one's the lesser of two evils. But I'm really kidding because there really is a big difference between the two.
Right.
With Hillary, you know you're going to get radical left-wing judges at every level. And with Trump, at least you can roll the dice and hopefully get some good ones and some bad ones. And I've actually been surprised the people he's surrounded himself with, and Joe, you know me. I mean, I was a Ted Cruz guy all the way. I have not supported Trump. I think he's an immoral man. I think he's done some terrible things. But I do believe God can use immoral people because
sure.
It's in the Bible. Nebuchadnezzar, Cyrus, you go down a list. And so I think as long as he continues to surround himself with Federalist Society and Heritage people in choosing his judges and figuring out who his short lists are going to be, then we actually can come out okay on this. So that's the most important thing.
I agree.
Does it scare me that this guy has his finger on the button? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But if we get the right people around him, I think we can survive this. If Hillary gets it, man, it's going to be, you're talking about 12 years in a row of left-wing judges.
Can you see, we're up against it, but can you see him popping his head in the room at one point, guys? So how do you undo the button press again? I may have, right? Hey, really quick, Rick, tell people where they can get a hold of you.
RickGreen.com is the easiest place. RickGreen.com. If you want our Constitution class, you can go there or go to ConstitutionAlive.com. But definitely check out PatriotAcademy.com and get your tips trained. 16 to 25 year olds.
Thanks for being with me, Rick. I so much appreciate
it. Absolutely, Joe. God bless you, brother.
You too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.